Proclamation number 3565, dated the October 2nd, 1945. Fatherly words of comfort. He who feels weak in spirit should come to me. I will give him strength. He whose faith is in danger of wavering should call upon me, and I will revive his faith again. I want to lift him up again through my word, so that he will become spiritually and physically so strong that he will overcome all obstacles which discourage him. I will nourish and refresh him, and he will certainly feel the strength of my manna from heaven in him by confidently fulfilling his earthly duties and lifting his heart up to me in prayer more often. Taking refuge in me will always lift him up, for no one comes to me in vain. No one knocks at my door without it being opened, and no one who desires a gift will walk away from me with empty hands. But I specially consider the spiritual hardship, and in order to resolve it I often let people take difficult paths so that they will learn to recognize me and request my help. However, anyone who comes to me of his own accord, who accepts me as his daily advisor, who does not start anything without having prayed for my blessing first, who opens himself for my influx of strength through prayer and kind-hearted activity daily and hourly, who therefore lives consciously and works at improving his soul, will constantly be cared for by me and be able to confidently leave his spiritual and earthly well-being to me. He will not be harmed, even if he is assailed by earthly adversity in order to test his faith. The path to me is always open, and the bridge is, at all times, the prayer, the heartfelt contact with me and the call upon my name. Then you will always receive an answer. Your adversity will always be remedied as soon as you merely believe firmly and confidently and place your trust in me. I am aware of your every problem and worry and always know how to remedy the situation, yet you should believe in order to recognize the strength of faith when you receive help. Let me be in control and only consider your souls so that they won't live in want, for this is entirely up to your own will, whereas I will take care of the body if you believe in me and consciously strive towards me. And therefore, always come to me if you labor and are heavily laden, I will give you rest. I have given you this promise and I will truly keep it. You will never call upon me in vain if you suffer adversity of body and soul. I am always willing to help because I love you for all eternity. Amen.